happy Sunday to you. Today I want to minister to us in a subject that I've tied to, your expectation will not be cut off. What you are expecting from the Lord will not be cut off. I want us to give attention to this word because the Lord placed it strongly in my heart to share with the church. The scripture that we've read earlier on, Proverbs 23 verse 18, said, "For surely there is a hereafter." And another translation says, "For surely there is an end." Let somebody say, "There is an end." Whatever you are going through, there is an end. Whatever, how bad the situation is, I am a living testimony to tell you there is always an end. I've been through some situation in my life that I thought it can never end. But at the end of the day, I search for it like the songs that I've searched all over. Where is this problem that I used to have? The Lord Almighty that I serve. Put an end to it. And I'm here to guarantee you that there is an end. For surely, the scripture says surely. I want us to hold on to the word of God. Sometimes we just skip through it. Sometimes we just read it. But there's some meaning. When the scripture says surely, it means surely. When the scripture says surely, the Lord is trying to bring out to you that I have assurance. The scripture is trying to bring out to you that guarantee what you are going through is not permanent. There is going to be a change. Do I hear somebody say amen to it? There is going to be a change in your life. This scripture is the declaration of the word of God to you today. And this scripture is saying that whatever you are going through, I'm talking about in a negative way, that I've made your soul and spirit to be down, there is surely an end to it. And it says that your expectation will not be cut off. While I'm saying this, I'm presupposing and I'm believing, I'm believing that the expectation that you have is actually founded in the will of God. I'm not talking about evil expectation. I'm not talking about negative expectation. I'm not talking about you expecting that something bad is going to happen to someone else. There's so many people that have negative expectation, but this one is talking about your expectation after the fasting and prayer. Your expectation that you have prayed to the Lord and you know the Lord is going to manifest his power. Another translation says that you will have, that your hope will not be cut off. Another one says you will have a bright future. My God, is there anyone here that believes that you are going to have a bright future? It's never going to be dull for the rest of my life. My situation is never going to be dull for the rest of my life. Expectation is what I want us to look at today. We have fasted, we have prayed for good 21 days. I love the spirit. I love the passion. I love the way every one of us, we're going with the fasting and prayer. But after the fasting and prayer, there must be hope. After the fasting and prayer, there must be expectation. After the fasting and prayer, there must be a bright future. When Anna went to Shiloh, when she came back, there was a good expectation. And the future of her life transformed. Let's look at expectation. Expectation is one of the secrets of good success. You must have expectation. Expectation, they say, is the mother of manifestation. For you to see what you have prayed for and fasted for. I was talking about it early this morning. I said, we cannot just have that vibes of fasting and praying. Then after the fasting and praying, everything just go back to normal. I refuse in my spirit. My mindset cannot phantom me. My soul cannot allow me to just go back to my usual self. I do not want my story to remain the same. I do not want to go back down and now say the fasting is over. I must see a change. I'm here to tell you that you will see a change. In the story of your life, there will be a change. In your marriage, there will be a change. In the life of your children, you will experience a change. I thought you are going to say a better amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number one key to having your desire come to manifestation is that you must have a strong expectation. Are you expecting? I'm going somewhere tonight, today. Do you have very strong expectation? What you expect is what you get. I know many people that say, I do not expect. And that is why you don't get nothing. There is a law of expectation. Whatever you expect is what you get. It is not only just praying, but you must have expectation from he that you pray to. It is not just coming to the house of God and fasting. You must as well believe that what you have asked from the Lord, what you have prayed for, or what the Lord has promised you, there must be manifestation. Did I hear somebody say amen to that? Let me say this. Many people look for churches and they look for ministers of God that have got the gift of prophecy. We go all over the place to hear, thus saith the Lord. But the problem is this. It is not just for you to hear what the Lord says, but you must have expectation of manifestation of what the Lord says. Am I speaking to somebody? Praise the Lord. You do not just drop the word there. I just want to hear for hearing's sake. God wants us to be expectant after this fasting and prayer. Where is the vibe? Where is it that the seal, the passion, the spirit of wow, something is about to happen as we are fasting and prayer? Why did the spirit go down? Why did we go back into our old shell? If anyone is in Christ, all things have passed away. Behold, the Lord is doing new things. Where is the new you? After the fasting and prayer, where is the new you? Where is the new blessing? We're talking about the blessing. What have you got? Are you expecting the blessing in your life, or you have just really actually forget about it? It is not just for you to give to the Lord. Many people, they sow. Many of us, we give. But when we give, it is not just about giving your tithe. It is not just about giving quality offering or paying your pledges. But you cannot remain in poverty after paying your tithe. Hello, somebody. You cannot remain the same. I know you have the vibe. I know you trust the Lord. I know you believe in your tithe. But what is happening in your life after paying your tithe? Do you have expectation? After paying that seed of 1,000 times so many more, after you pay, for I'm telling you, when I sow the seed of 24-hour miracle, my soul is at a lie. I'm expecting somebody to call me. I'm expecting something to happen. I started to expect that within 24 hours, something must happen. Listen to me, child. It's not about just sowing the seed, but about having wonderful expectations. It was the expectation that I had. And I wasn't asleep. I was counting 24 hours. I was counting 24 hours. Believe you me, before 24 hours, miracle happened. Before 24 hours, if you have sown the seed of 1,000 times so many more, it is not about just sowing it. It's that when a farmer sow a seed, you don't just leave it there. You keep watering it. Many of us will leave it there. Let me tell you, when you sow seed, you must have great expectation towards the seed that you have sown, that God is going to bless you back in return. Hello, somebody. If you have sown seed, you must have great expectation that the seed that I've sown into the house of God or into the kingdom of God, the Lord that I've sown that seed to must reward me. And I pray for you today, everyone under the sound of my voice, whichever way you are listening to this message, whether by CD, by online, by whichever way, I make that declaration upon your life. Every seed that you have sown, the Lord will reward you. You need to say better amen. I said, the Lord will reward you. Every seed that you have sown into the kingdom of God, may the Lord of the kingdom, may the King himself that have the kingdom bless you in a supernatural way. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In time past, listen to me, church. We have been taught about not to expect anything in return for our giving. We have been taught when I was young, and many of us still have that mentality, that when you give, you should not expect anything in return. Let me tell you, it is not scriptural. It is never scriptural for somebody to tell you when you give, or for you to have the mindset that when I give, I do not expect. I expect something. I fasted for 21 days. I'm expecting a miracle. I fasted for 21 days. I'm expecting breakthrough. I fasted for 21 days. I'm expecting the blessing, because I fasted for the blessing. I don't know about you, but I sow seed into your life, and I sow seed of prayer. I'm expecting you to pay me back. You didn't say anything in the house. I didn't hear anybody say anything in the house. Let me tell you about the law of sowing and expecting. Jesus told his disciple that anyone who gave himself, anyone who gave his time, he will reap a hundredfold. Why did he talk about that? Why did Jesus say that to his children, his disciples? That when you sow, some of you will reap 30-fold, 60, and 100. If it's not scriptural, why would Jesus mention it? The reason why he told them is that he wants them to have great expectation. Hello, somebody. Hello, someone here. He wants them to have great expectation. Your expectation is a spiritual force that triggers your desire into manifestation. Your expectation is your spiritual force that triggers your what you're expecting, your desire, what you pray for into manifestation. Without it, your desire I kept in a cooler. It doesn't come to pass. It doesn't manifest. Turn to your neighbor and say, what are your expectations? What are you expecting after the 21 days fasting and prayer? What are you expecting from the Lord? Your service in the house of God. What are you expecting? I'm not asking you to expect me to reward you as a pastor, but Jehovah that you serve, the King that actually created the kingdom, must reward you. Praise the name of the Lord. When you sow, you must reap. What is that mentality telling you? I don't care for it. My God, I do care. Turn to your neighbor and say, I care. Praise the name of the Lord. Proverbs 24, verse 14 says, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto your soul. When you have found it, the knowledge of wisdom, you must find it. The law of expectation, you must find it. Praise the name of the Lord. You must find it. He said, then, is it on the screen? Then it shall be a reward, and your expectation shall not be cut off. That means there must be expectation. Now, it's important what you are expecting. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen to me, child. He said, your expectation shall not be cut off. Your hope, that scripture says, we understand from this scripture that our hope will not be cut off or will not be disappointed. I wasn't disappointed when I saw the seed of 24-hour miracle. Why? Because I was expecting something better. I was expecting something great. When the Lord wants to bless me with it, I wasn't disappointed because my expectation is there. Praise the name of the Lord. Your hope, that scripture is saying, you must take knowledge of wisdom. If you take wisdom, if you do not rebel against it, if you do not reject it, if you don't say, I don't believe in what you believe, if you, I'm talking to you about the word of God. I'm not asking you to believe in what I believe out there, our traditional African mentality. I'm asking you to believe in what the word of God says. Amen, church. He said, what you expect, you will not be disappointed. Listen to this. Many of us, we are very strong in prayer. Many of us, we are very strong in intercession. But our expectation is very weak. Your faith is very weak. No faith, nothing at all. In a simple language, when we're talking about expectation, expectation simply means you are looking forward to something about to happen. That is what it means. How can you receive when you do not look forward to something to happen after the 21 days fasting and prayer? You've prayed for a good husband, but now you are not even looking forward to it. You've prayed for breakthrough. Your mindset is not really looking forward to that breakthrough. Let me say this to you. When a woman is pregnant, she must be expectant. That is when people say that this woman is expecting. Are you expecting? Are you expecting? Are you expecting, church? Are you expecting something after your fasting and prayer? Are you expecting the blessing from the Lord? Let me bring this out to us, church. Expectation are in two ways. Satan controls expectation. Amen. What did I just say? Satan controls expectation. How does Satan control expectation? He controls it with fear. Or the spirit of I don't care. Whatever happened, happened. It's a demonic spirit. I don't care. If I'm blessed, fine. If I'm not blessed, fine. That is the way the devil controls. God controls expectation with faith. When you have faith, now when fear comes, fear makes you expect the worst. You are in a relationship, you are expecting the worst. Or some people say, when you don't expect anything, you don't get disappointed. I'm telling you, the outcome of it, the final answer, is disappointment for the rest of your life. I don't expect anybody to celebrate me. Me, I expect people to celebrate me. Because I'm created to be celebrated. I am a royal priesthood. Hello, somebody. I'm expecting my children to do very well in the exam. All the sons and daughters of this house. I'm expecting good results from you. When the twins come out of the exam and say, he did, I said, don't worry. You are gonna pass. I have great expectation for them. I have great expectation. The Bible said to her that the expectation that you have will not be cut off. Fear makes you expect the worst. Fear makes you expect the worst. Faith makes you to expect the best. The Bible said in the book of Job chapter 3 verse 25, we can look at it. Job said, the things I greatly fear has come upon me. The things that I greatly fear has come upon me. You didn't expect anybody to come and greet you, then they don't come. And you don't feel disappointed. Is that the will of God for your life? That is what the call to worship brought out to us today. That you are not created to be miserable. You choose to be miserable. You are not created to be alone. You choose to be alone. You are not created to be sad. The devil put that spirit in you that this is my life. We reject every negative life for you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. He said, Job said in chapter 3, verse 25, he said, what I fear, I greatly fear. Now, that means that what I greatly expected has come upon me. Fear that, I'm going to fail. That is when you see people fail. I won't do well. People won't accept me. Reason why many people cannot stand up, I've been there before, is because I greatly fear rejection. I'm telling you, I don't want anyone to reject me. I greatly fear. But what you say, by the time you stand to minister to people, by the time you stand, you will begin to panic. You will begin to stammer. You will begin to worry. But when the time you worry, everybody will say, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? Many worshipers, many worship leaders, many people out there, what they greatly fear come upon them. Fear makes you to expect the world. And that is what you get. If you expect rejection, you get it. If you go and apply for a job, and you expect that some other people are going to do better. Of course they are. They're going to do better. You pray for something. You are expecting the world. Why are you not expecting what you pray for? Why are you expecting the opposite of what you pray for? You didn't pray for your period to come after the 21 days fasting and prayer. But you keep going back to the restroom to check. What are you checking for? You are checking for the worst when you pray for the good. Praise the name of the Lord. Your expectation will not be cut off. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 12 was speaking of Jesus. The Bible says, after he has, you can put it on the screen, Hebrews 10, 12, he said, after he has over-sacrificed once and for all, the Bible says, trying to look at the one on the screen. But this man, after he has offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. After he has offered sacrifice once and for all. Then the Bible says, verse 13, he said, he sat. Verse 13 on the screen for me. From that time, he sat till his enemy and made his full stool. Praise the Lord. The Bible says he sat. The sitting position is that he was expecting after he has already did what he's supposed to do. Amen, church. Am I ministering to somebody here? After he has already done what he wanted to do once and for all, he said it's done. Then now, the Bible says he eagerly expected that his enemy are going to be his footstool. Let me prophesy to somebody. I know it's not Friday service, but let me speak to you. Let me pause at this moment. And it depends on who receive it. And it depends on who reject it. But I'm here to prophesy to you. Prophecy doesn't have to be on Friday. I prophesy to your life. I prophesy to your situation that the Lord Almighty will make your enemy to be your footstool. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you need better say a better amen right now. Let me tell you, a position of sitting is a position of authority. It's a position of being in control. It's a position of taking dominion. We have just dealt with Genesis 1:28. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the heart. He said, you must take the replenishing and take dominion. Jesus offered himself once and for all. And he now stood. He said, I'm waiting for those enemies. He said, the Lord has made them to be my footstool. After you fasted and prayed for 21 days, what are you expecting? You wanted to sleep. You are still expecting that dream you used to have, you're going to have it. Those people that come to terrorize you, you are expecting them to come again that night. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Those that terrorize you at your workplace, you are still expecting them. Situation to still be the same. No. The Bible Bible says, after he has over himself, once and for all, he stood and waiting for his father to make his enemy to be his footstool. From this moment on, everyone that have troubled you, everyone that have waged war against you, may Jehovah put them under your feet. I don't care wherever they are, at your workplace, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, may Jehovah make them your footstool. In the name of the Lord Jesus, they will be under your feet. Your enemy will be under your feet. That strong man will be under your feet. They will be your footstool. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, you will take dominion. Every forces and power that used to ridicule you, I said they will serve you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, if that is for you, say better amen. A footstool is a place where you put food on. A footstool is a place where you put your feet. A footstool, now when somebody is serving as your footstool, that means that they will serve you water. That means they will serve you. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Say to somebody, I'm expecting. Or you need to say it loud. Let them know that you're expecting. You need to tell someone, I'm expecting. Tell that person, I don't know about you. Say, I don't know about you. Say, I don't know about you. But Victoria, I'm expecting miracle. After the fasting and prayer, I'm expecting testimony. I'm expecting breakthrough. I'm expecting my ministry to boom. I'm expecting my children to do excellently. I'm expecting my marriage to be filled with joy. I'm expecting people to favor me. I'm expecting people to bless me. I don't know about you, but my soul is full of expectation. I'm expecting a turnaround in my story. I'm expecting increase in the number of attendance in my ministry. I have expectation. I'm expecting people to bless me like never before, because I have that expectation. My expectation will not be cut off. And I pray for you today, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, your expectation shall never be cut off. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, what you're expecting will come your way. Who am I ministering to? I didn't hear you say nothing right now. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Sit down. The Bible says Elijah expect the heaven to open when the Lord has already given the word. And he keep on sending his servant. Let me tell you, that is the spirit of expectation. The Lord said to him that it's going to rain. And he was there. He keep on sending his servant, go and check if it's raining. The servant will come back and said, it's not raining. He will go there and he keep on praying. And he said, the Lord have told me it's going to rain. He keep on praying. He said, the God that I serve is not a man that he will lie. You might not see it raining now, but I knew what the Lord said to me. I know what the Lord said in the 21 days fasting and prayer. I know the word of God for my life. Who am I talking to in this house? It might not seem that it's raining right now, but my Father in heaven said to me it's going to rain. And he said, go back and change it. Then go and check if it's raining. The man went the first time. He came back. He said, it's not raining. He said, you have to go again. He said, I'm expecting a rain. He went the second time, it's not raining. The third time, it's not raining. The fourth time, it's not raining. The fifth time, nothing has happened yet. He said, I refuse to give up. I refuse to bow down. I refuse to expect any other thing. But the rain that the Jehovah has already promised me, he said, the sixth time, go and check for me if it's raining. I'm expecting a miracle. And then the seventh time, the servant came back. He said, oh my God, your expectation has not been cut off. I saw like a cloud. I saw in the sky something like a cloud. And he said, oh my God, I know it's going to rain. I'm here to prophesy to somebody. Your expectation of that 21 days fasting and prayer shall never be cut off. Share me da. Don't let me spoil my message of this Sunday. Don't let me push Shamida down to here. You've got to say a big amen to it. Shout hallelujah! Cut, Anna. Yes. Let me push Amidada into it. Liboko shake rabasantaya. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Turn to a neighbor and say, I'm expecting. Say, I'm expecting. Say, I'm expecting. We went down on his knees. Elijah began to pray. I don't know what has come your way now. If you're expecting the salvation of your children, of your husband, even the